Inventor Lance McMullen has a beautiful house in Juneau, but he spends almost all his time in the garage.
This is my workshop. I have the tool chest there.
Inside, there's an enormous 3D printer and dozens of boxes and garbage bags filled with pieces of bright yellow plastic molded into all kinds of shapes.
There's like a fin.
Yeah, and here's some rotors. Yeah, every part has failed at some point or another.
Those discarded parts are a testament to the device hanging in the center of the room, a sleek tube with a large rotor on one end. It turns powerful ocean currents into renewable electricity.
Anyone who's met me in the last 14 years, this is all that they've heard about. It's all I can think about. Like, I can't look at the moon without thinking about another tidal cycle passing.
McMullen isn't the only one who's excited. Tidal power could be an alternative to burning fossil fuels like diesel and natural gas, which are driving human-caused climate change. The prospect of tapping into ocean energy has received a lot of buzz and a lot of federal money in Alaska, especially in Cook Inlet, where proposed large-scale tidal projects could eventually power thousands of homes. McMullen is starting smaller. His company, Sidcona, makes tidal generators that are perfect for individual boats and homes. But someday, he believes those generators could be used to build large floating arrays that will power entire coastal villages.
It's so much power, and it's just not being touched, and I feel like I have almost the responsibility to bring it to reality.
Alaska's steep fjords and coastal inlets amplify the natural rise and fall of tides. As the water rushes in, it's concentrated into a strong current that's perfect for generating electricity.
It's kind of hard to go anywhere in Alaska without tripping over a good tidal energy site.
That's Brian Pelagi, director of the U.S. Department of Energy's Pacific Northwest Laboratory at the University of Washington. Since tides are consistent and predictable, ocean energy has the potential to be more reliable than wind or solar, which fluctuate with weather and the seasons. So why isn't it more popular?
Just a matter of cost. If tidal power was the cheapest form of energy, it would be as ubiquitous as a solar panel.
Standardized designs and mass manufacturing of parts have drastically reduced the cost of solar and wind technology over time. So when a tidal project tries to tap into a large grid like the rail belt, it struggles to compete with those much cheaper alternatives. But Pelagi says tidal energy could be a good option in places where the grid is less robust. He points to the village of Igiagig, which is experimenting with a similar turbine that generates electricity using currents from the Quijack River.
The turbine there is really the best source of power. It's competing with diesel that is flown in. The fact that it is more expensive than other sources that would be on the grid doesn't matter if you don't have a grid.
Sidcona's tidal turbines may work the best in coastal diesel-dependent communities like Angoon, Hoonah, and Cake in southeast Alaska, where energy prices are much higher than in the lower 48. The company's first working prototype, dubbed the Chinook 3.0, is portable, light enough so that just one person can set it up.
Installing these is no different than dropping an anchor.
As the tide is rising, McMullen demonstrates. The Chinook is hooked up to a pulley on the back of the boat.
So can you get a good angle on it? And the rest will lower in the water.
When it hits the rushing water, the rotor starts spinning. That turns a generator inside the body of the turbine to create electricity, enough to meet one person's daily needs. The next step is to send this prototype across the country to a tidal testing facility in Cape Cod. But McMullen says people could be buying these generators as soon as next year.
We're getting very close. It's here. Now it's just about scaling it and getting it out there and producing the power.
McMullen says he isn't ready to celebrate yet, but he thinks he will be soon. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.